Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak, glad to have you here for the Monday edition of the program. It's a new month, February the 1st today, hard to believe. You know, I'm looking out the window, it is snowing here where I live in southern New Jersey. I hope you're doing well. I'm nice and warm in the house, but it's a bit of a nasty day out there today. But that's what you expect, right? February, January, that's what happens, at least in the Northeast. We do get snow. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're starting to get in Lenten mode. We're not that far away. Today's February the 1st. February the 17th is Ash Wednesday, so we're 16 days away. And look, if you're not sure what to give up for Lent, I recommend give up worry for Lent, and we're going to be talking about that more as the shows go on. My book, Give Up Worry for Lent, is starting to rise in the sales charts, especially on Amazon, which is good news for me. Bad news for, because we got so many worriers out there, but there, you know, it's very easy to fall into the habit of worry, because there is a lot. There is a lot to be concerned with in the world, but we've got to remember that the Lord is in charge. And that's one of the reasons I wrote Give Up Worry for Lent, is to help the readers of that book to realize that the Lord's in charge and to let Him take charge or take control of their life. So we're going to be focusing more on that book as we move forward. Just a quick reminder that if you want to pick up a copy of it, make sure you do so soon, because the last couple of years the book has sold out. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll talk more about that. Today's topic. I know you were wondering, what's today's topic? The responsorial psalm from today's Mass, Psalm 31. Listen to this. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. Do you hope in the Lord? Or how about this? Do you need to be comforted? What are you dealing with? What are you struggling with? What's got you upset today? Let your heart take comfort. Hope in the Lord, and you're going to be comforted. That's the secret. So we'll try to talk a little bit about that on the show today, how we can hope in the Lord, because He can turn around even the most difficult situation. So whatever you're facing in life right now, no matter how hopeless it is or it looks, just remember that with Him, all things are possible. He can fix it. He can grant you peace in the middle of a storm. We just got to give Him that chance. So hopefully I'm going to bring you some comfort today and allow you to better hope in the Lord. All right, that's the theme. So it sounds pretty positive, doesn't it? Why don't we pray now? Let's turn to our Heavenly Father and ask Him to strengthen us, to guide us, and to thank Him for being an ever-present God in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank You for being present in our lives. And you know, I was stumbling, Father, with the words a little bit as I led into this prayer, because I wanted to get just the right word. And it came to me, the idea that You are Almighty God. You are an ever-present God with a capital D. There's only a capital G. I was going to say I was never good at spelling, Father, but I actually was pretty good at spelling. Nonetheless, God is spelled with a capital G. We recognize You are ever-present, Almighty God. You are with us all times, at all times. Because You are God, Father, You can do all things. So any problem that we face, any challenge that we deal with, You can handle. It's not a challenge for You. We know that You're present with us. We know that You love us. We know that no matter what happens in our lives, You are somehow expressing Your love for us. Even when it doesn't look good, even when the things You allow to happen don't seem positive, we know through faith that You are expressing Your love for us. Father, we pray for Your providence in our lives this day. Please grant us what we need, both spiritual and material things. We place our loved ones, our friends, ourselves into Your care. We surrender to Your will, Father. Please handle our problems in the best way possible. Please help us. Let us know what we are supposed to do. But above all, let us trust you to work in our lives. Father, I pray this day for all who are sick, for all who are hopeless, for all who are discouraged. I pray that you heal them. Restore their hope. Restore their health. Father, I ask that you send your Spirit out upon me today. Give me the words that you would like me to deliver. Please open all of our hearts, all of our minds, through the working of your Holy Spirit, so that we can hear and respond to your message. Heavenly Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you once again for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. This podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday. And I'm so glad to have you as a listener. Please let some people know about it. As I said at the start of the show, we're going to shift to a Lenten theme. Beginning on Ash Wednesday, what I plan to do is take the reflections, and I might throw some other things in as well, but at some point in each show, we are going to take the reflections from Give Up Worry for Lent. Last year, I did this on Facebook. I'm going to do it on Facebook again this year, but I'm also going to do it on this program and through my emails that I send out every day. Really kind of beef up the readings a little bit, or the reflections, and possibly give you some insight, some additional insight into what I was thinking when I wrote what I did. I think it worked out well last time. Got a lot of good response. So we're going to shift to that in this program as well. That all begins on February the 17th. I can't believe it. Less than 2 weeks away. Man, Lent is coming. You know, Lent always catches us off guard, doesn't it? I mean, even if you know it's coming, it just somehow has a way of getting here faster than you expect. It's going to be good this year. I'm telling you, it's going to be positive. So if you know somebody that might benefit from listening to this show, from giving up worry during the Lenten season, make sure you let them know about this program. Let them know about the book, too. Followingthetruth.com is my website. You can find out all things about me by going to the website, or at least what I want you to know about me. How's that? Maybe there's some things that are not on there. By the way, in a few weeks, at some time, once Lent starts, I'm going to let you know about some really good news. It's coming. Just try to be patient. Some good news, something I think you'll like, especially if you have enjoyed the book Give Up Worry for Lent. I think there's going to be something coming up very soon that you may like. So just stay tuned for more information. Okay, let's see. I mentioned it's snowing. I mentioned it's nice and warm in here. I mentioned I hope you're doing well. I mentioned Lent is on the way. Let's talk about these the responsorial psalm from today's Mass, because I like the readings where the words comfort is used, because I need to be comforted. You know, I'm one of these guys that tends to get discouraged. I tend to get overwhelmed with my problems sometimes, and I love being comforted by God. And he has a really cool way of doing that. When we turn to him, when we ask for his help, when we open the Bible, for me, music does it. There are certain religious songs that really get me. You know, it's surprising. I grew up in the Philadelphia area, so I'm from the Northeast. I live in South Jersey now, so I'm kind of in the same area. I love Southern gospel music, which is, I had this conversation with someone not too long ago, and we both thought it was really cool that two Catholics really enjoy Southern gospel music, but I do. I like contemporary Christian music. I like Southern gospel music. There are some Catholic hymns that I like too. I mean, it's a combination, but there is a certain thing about music, because I just love music, that the Lord really speaks to me through music. So whatever, you know, whatever genre he speaks to you through, I'd recommend you try some Christian music sometimes, because it really, if you're into music, you know, because it really helps me. And when I am having a bad day, and when things are really feeling hopeless. And I feel that way sometimes. I know that nothing is hopeless, but I feel that way sometimes, or discouraged, or not willing to, you know, not willing to endure. I can't take this problem anymore. What am I going to do? I get that way. The Lord heals me in a number of different ways. He does so through the Bible. He does so through the Eucharist at Mass. He does so through music, through prayer, a number of different ways. But he always comes through for me. But the point is, and sometimes the feeling lingers, though. But eventually I feel a sense of peace. I want you to know that I go through this. I want you to know that I go through this because it's important for you to understand when it happens to you, that it doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. There are going to be times when things do look hopeless to you. And when that happens, typically, the Lord lets it happen because he wants you to turn to him. He knows that when we go through the storm, when we realize we can't do it on our own, you know, when we finally get to the point where we say, I can't handle this, because we tend to forget that. When we get to that point, then he knows. Oftentimes, we'll turn to him, and that's what he's trying to do. So the idea of letting our hearts be comforted, as we see in the responsorial psalm, that's very attractive to me. And he will comfort you. So if you are struggling today, if you need to be comforted, let these words comfort you. Let the Lord speak through me as I read these words from Psalm 31, and let him bring you comfort. Now remember, these are inspired, these words are inspired by the Holy Spirit. This isn't just something that I'm reading from a good book. These are the words of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 31, let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. So you got a situation in your life, whatever it may be. Could be a physical problem, could be a spiritual problem. Could be an emotional problem, could be a combination, and you're starting to lose hope, or you may have lost hope. What I would invite you to do is hope in the Lord, because he can do all things, and he's got a very good track record. If you look through the Bible, you know, I tell you to look throughout your life, and you'd probably find the times that you'd find many instances, you might have to think about it, where you thought you were a goner, and you weren't. Because you know what? None of your problems have killed you yet. He's gotten you through every one of them up until the present time, right? Because otherwise you wouldn't be alive. So he's come through for you, but sometimes it's more dramatic to see how he's worked through the pages of the Bible. So I invite you to look what he's done for his people throughout history and realize that he can fix whatever it is that you're facing. And if you hope in the Lord, your heart is going to be comforted. That's the message here. All right, listen to this. How great is the goodness, O Lord, which you have in store for those who fear you, and which toward those who take refuge in you, you show in the sight of the children of men. When we hear about fearing the Lord, that in its purest sense, it's a gift of the Holy Spirit. Fear of the Lord is an incredible reverence for the Lord God. It's loving him so much that you don't ever want to disappoint him. So it's a love. It's not a fear. It's a loving fear, respect, awe of God. And if you do that, if you just let yourself be in awe of his goodness, the fact that no matter what you do, he's going to love you just the same. And he will. He loves us unconditionally, which means there are no conditions on his love. And the way I heard it described one time is, picture the worst thing you've ever done, or a really serious sin, or a jerky action, or something you did that was really bad. At that moment, God loved you as much as he ever did. His love doesn't change. His love doesn't change. We are not used to that, because we are not used to pure, unconditional love. It's an amazing thing. But he loves us with an unconditional love. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plottings of men. You screen them within your abode from the strife of tongues. So no matter what is causing you to be stressed out, whatever is causing you to lose hope, whether it's people who are accusing you of something, loneliness, anxiety about the state of the world, a health issue, financial problems, whatever it may be, take comfort, take shelter in the presence of Almighty God. He can handle it. He can handle it. Maybe you are overcome with guilt or shame because you can't shake this habitual sin, right? You've tried everything. You just can't seem to get any better. Don't lose hope. He can help you with it. Don't lose hope. Take shelter. Take shelter in the presence of God. Give him a chance. You know, just think about that right now. Whatever it is that you're dealing with today, whatever's causing you to be concerned, the frustrations you're having, hopelessness, the what-if game. Are you playing the what-if game? Well, yeah, I'm okay now, but what if things go wrong tomorrow, right? Whatever it is, just pause for a minute. And like I do at the start of each program, just think about the fact that Almighty God is with you right now. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're all here. They're protecting you. They can handle it. Whatever it is, they can handle it. You're safe. Doesn't mean that you won't ever suffer. But what it means is that you are with somebody, surrounded by someone who can handle whatever you are afraid of. Man, you know, don't you feel a little bit better when you think about it? I pray now that the Holy Spirit helps you to feel that almighty, that divine presence right now in your life. Just focus on God and his power. He led his people out of slavery. He sent the Messiah. You know, it didn't happen overnight. So don't panic when it doesn't happen overnight in your life either. But he's got you covered. He's working on it. Just turn yourself over to him. Take shelter in his presence. Blessed be the Lord whose wondrous mercy he has shown me in a fortified city. Jesus Christ came to earth to die on the cross for you and for me, even though we didn't deserve it. We do not deserve anything that we get from the Lord. But that doesn't stop him from doing it. Why? Because he's merciful. He feels for us. He doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't want us to go through agony. Yeah, there'll be crosses we'll have to carry. But he doesn't want us to be overwhelmed with grief and sadness when we carry our crosses. And he wants to help us if we would let him. Once I said in my anguish, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard the sound of my pleading when I cried out to you. Now this is a good one. Listen, think about this. Have you ever felt that God doesn't hear you? Ever feel that he's not present? Even though you know he is. Did you ever feel that he was not, you can't feel him? Sure. Happens all the time. But even though you don't think he hears you. Because he's God. How could he not hear you? And sometimes we make the mistake of saying that, well, I didn't get what I wanted. I prayed for something. And I didn't get it. God doesn't listen to me. And what we're ignoring when we say that is the fact that what we asked for, whatever it may be, might not have been good for us. So why would God give us something that wasn't good for us? It doesn't mean that he didn't answer. It doesn't mean that he's not listening. It means that he will give us what we need when we need it. And if it's not good for us, he'll say no. And wouldn't you want him to do that? I know we all get stubborn when it comes to what we want. You know, I want this, I don't care. But in the end, if it's not good for us, and it's not going to help us to grow closer to God and help us to get closer to be able to live in heaven, which is his definition of when something's good for you, if it's not going to help us with that, are we going to be so short-sighted that we want this temporary high or rush which could jeopardize living in heaven forever? I mean, reasonably, when you sit and really consider this, I don't think any of us would want that. In the heat of the moment, yeah, just give us something that feels good. This is what I want. I don't want to think about it anymore. You know, sometimes that's the other thing when it comes to prayers. I just want you to fix this problem. You know, I'm looking for a job, Lord, or something. You know, I've had this happen before. And this one looks good. I don't want to have to worry about this anymore. But yet, what if he wants you to grow closer to him and continue to pray about a job? You know, you want to get rid of it so you don't have to trust him anymore. He wants you to keep asking him because he wants to teach you greater trust. I'm just giving you a hypothetical here. He's got reasons for either denying your prayer request or delaying it. Sometimes he'll delay it. He'll want to give you something, but maybe not right at the present moment. But that's the thing. You might think that he's not hearing you, but he is hearing you. As this psalm states, you heard the sound of my pleading when I cried out to you. He hears you. I promise you, he hears you. Love the Lord, all you his faithful ones. The Lord keeps those who are constant, but more than requites those who act proudly. Don't act proudly. That's, you know, and what does it mean to be proud? You know, sometimes we kick around that, oh, I'm proud of my children. I'm proud. That's a different kind of pride. The kind of pride that the Lord frowns upon is when we feel we're self-sufficient and we don't need him. Because he knows we need him. He wants us to know that we need him. It sort of goes against what society teaches us, doesn't it? I have to be self-sufficient. I have to be a self-made man or woman. Not in the eyes of God. He wants us to turn to him for help. And that's why we get so depressed. That's why we get discouraged. That's why we get so down. Because we forget to turn to him for help and we think we have to do it on our own. So in wrapping this up, let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. Don't put your hope in yourself. Don't put your hope in people. You know, and I'm not trying to turn you against people, but we get burnt a lot of times because we count on people too much. You know, people will let you down. But God will not let you down, ever. And if you're looking for hope, if you're looking for comfort today, turn to him and give him a chance to help you. So we are just about out of time. Got a few minutes left. If you have any questions today, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. If you want to shoot me an email, Gary@followingthetruth.com. I'd love to hear from you. And again, I want to thank you for listening to the program. I have just another reminder that Lent will be here soon, so get ready. If you have any questions about give up worry for Lent, you can email me as well about that. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's funny. I was telling my wife the other day, at one time, I did not look forward to Lent because I struggled with Lent. I don't especially like to give up things. It's always been hard for me. But I think this is going to be a good one when we understand a little bit about the benefits of giving up the right thing, especially if we're giving up something like worry during the Lenten season. We're going to get closer to God through Jesus. And we're going to have a lot more peace. There is an immediate benefit to doing that. So I really am glad to be part of this. I'm glad you're going to be with me. I'm glad we get to do this show. I'm grateful for your support, both financially and through your prayers and through your encouraging words. Let's continue to walk together, okay? Through this life, as long as I can be here to do this show for you, I'm going to do that. It's a blessing to be able to do this program every day for you. But in order to continue to bring it to you free of charge, I need you to help me. So if you're able to help financially, please, I would strongly encourage you to consider becoming a monthly supporter of my work. And so I can continue to do this show, my weekly show, my daily email reflections, and support my family. I mean, these are tough times. So if you're able to help me out, I would ask you, please, to kindly consider going to followingthetruth.com, clicking on donate, and signing up to be a monthly sponsor. I mean, certainly the one-time donations are very much appreciated, but if you're able to do it monthly, it would be such a huge boost. And you could cancel it at any time. It's not a big deal. I can do it for you. I believe you can do it yourself, but I've done this when people said, hey, can you cancel it? No problem. We do it quickly. But if you're able to become a monthly sponsor to my work, you go to followingthetruth.com, you click on donate, and then you just select your amount. Any amount you can provide would be very much appreciated. I thank you for that. But if you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Okay, I'm going to run right now. Hope the rest of your day is good. I'm going to sit here and watch the snow fall, eat some dinner, and God willing, I look forward to being with you tomorrow once again. Ah, I forgot one thing before I sign off. Tomorrow at 9:15 a.m. Eastern Time, I will be on Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo on EWTN Radio. So if you get a chance to listen to that, we're going to be talking about Give Up Worry for Lent. That's Tuesday at 9:15 a.m. Eastern Time on Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. I hope you'll be able to listen to that, and I hope you'll be able to join me tomorrow for another episode of Following the Truth. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Thanks for hanging out with me. And remember, take comfort in the Lord, because He is the source of all of our hope. All right? Talk to you next time. God bless you.